And we're headed to the kitchen right now to check in with my mom. Mom, you've gotten so many people who ask how you're feeling, but I said she's good enough to come do a cooking with Claude.
Yeah.
Yeah. How are you, Mom?
I'm good. I'm doing well.
Yeah.
I'm cooking.
Yeah, she is. You're amazing. I don't know. Yeah, she's making us Shabbat dinner tonight, I tell you.
And Hanukkah.
Well, that's what it is. It's Shabbat Hanukkah, really, tonight.
Yes, that's
we're combining.
It. I'm getting ready.
I'm excited. You know, and Chase has been practicing lighting the candles. He's lit the candles 3 nights in a row now by himself.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
We're learning. Annie Lynn's learning, too.
Your 22-year-old's learning? That's excellent. She knows
She's
how to
great.
Do it.
Yeah. My baby and your baby.
My baby and your baby. I know, when they hang out together, I always think they're like siblings.
They
fight
are.
Like siblings. It's hilarious. It's very
weird. I know.
Oh, no, in the best way. It's like, you know, like how siblings fight. It's good. It's not a bad thing.
Yes. I mean, he came in while she was in college, so technically, you know.
They could have been siblings. They totally could have.
It could have.
Yeah, in a really crazy, weird way. All right. So, Mom, let's talk about your Kugel recipe. How do you make it? Because it's been smelling great the last couple of days that you've been working on it.
Yeah. Well, the thing is with this, you know, there's 60,000 recipes, so I kind of made my own.
Well, I love your own. So how'd you make it?
So you take your medium noodles, like your soup noodles, the egg noodles, and you boil them up first and drain those and then put those in like a greased, pan, casserole.
In a casserole dish?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mine is like 6x12 or something like that, like the glass casserole, 8x12, whatever, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, you cook and drain the noodles, and you put them in the casserole. I did everything in the casserole dish instead of doing stuff in other dishes and add it. I just find that too much cleaning.
No, and actually, it's nice when you mix all the ingredients together almost without cleaning through it. I don't know. I think it always gives better flavor.
Right. So after I do the noodles, I put in like around 1 to 1.5 sticks of butter. And while it's hot, melt that all in there. It's nice. And I believe Attorney Eliason said last year, and I'm not totally sure, about doing it with crushed pineapple. So this year I did it with crushed pineapple.
Oh, you did?
I did. I made it a little bit sweeter. I may end up making two, but I made this one with crushed pineapple. So I got the real crushed pineapple in its own juice.
Okay.
So they didn't have the big cans. They only had, like, the half cans.
Okay.
So I bought two of them, and I poured one whole one in there because they asked for crushed pineapple with about half the juice. So if you're getting a regular can, put half the juice aside and drink it yourself. And the other half of juice put in with the crushed pineapple. And then I mixed that all up in with the butter and the noodles.
Okay.
They say to use white raisins. I use black raisins or brown raisins, whatever color raisins I had.
Just add raisins, yep.
And then in a separate bowl, this I did do in a separate bowl. I did 1/3 cup of sugar and 6 eggs. And the cup of sour cream. And I mixed that all together. And then when I mixed that all together, I poured that all over the Kugel. And then I just mixed it all in there together, like together. And you can add nuts if you want. I don't. You can add some, you know, crushed apple if you want to put it in. I don't. And then I just topped it with cinnamon and then baked it for about an hour. And I sent you a picture of it.
Wait, at 350?
I put it at 350 and I you know, you check on it. You got to turn it a little bit. If one side of your oven cooks faster than the other side of the oven, just turn it. But I know Annie Lynn picked at it last night, and she said it was delicious. So we are serving that tonight with our regular dinner and our potato pancakes. And That's it.
I think you did great, Mom. The only thing I missed, because I was writing down the recipe as you were talking, how much sour cream did you mix in with the eggs and the sugar?
A cup.
One cup.
A cup of sour cream and a half a cup of sugar and six eggs. Because it's hard to beat eggs in, like, a big pan. You want to, like, scramble them. And it's hard to do that when you got a baking dish.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. No, that makes sense. But honestly, it's really not that bad. That seems fine, honestly. The thing that takes the longest is the noodles, which is
yeah,
whatever.
Really. The rest of it is just, you know, while the noodles are cooking, you could put all this together and mix it up together and then throw it in with the noodle, and it actually takes less time.
I like it. Well, Mom, I'm excited to eat this tonight. Thank you so much. And for all of you who want to have this recipe, I'm going to put it on our podcast right at the end of the show. Just check out WICC600.com. Mom, I love you. I'll call you after the show.
I love you, and happy Hanukkah.
Happy Hanukkah, Mom.
Bye, honey.
Bye, honey.